Welcome, and welcome back to the latest edition of Brandler Bits. I am Jeff Brandler, and as you look around the world, there seems to be an awful lot of people who seem to be rather entitled about an awful lot of things. They seem to be able to claim things and claim responsibility for things they haven't done. Think about the words we use. We use possessive words about my, like my wife, my house, my car. Most of these things we really don't own. We certainly don't own my wife, nor my house, nor my car. The bank usually owns them. But we think that we do. We think that we own these things. And the more we seem to own them, the more we think we can control them. It reminds me of a time many years ago when I was parking in a neighborhood during a snowstorm, and the person diligently shoveled out a spot so he could get his car out, and then he put a cone in it to claim it as my spot. Now, it was interesting later that evening when nearly a fistfight ensued as people were fighting over the guy's my spot, because on a public street, I guess he thought he owned that spot because he put a cone in it, therefore it was his. We act like we own stuff, but we really don't. Why do we do this? What is the purpose of this? What is the reason that we try to own what we don't have? I think it's about control. I think it's about fear. I think it's about insecurity. And those things seem to drive us to claim things that are not ours and that we feel then entitled to have them. Many years ago, I worked for a boss who used the words my staff. That was rather embarrassing because the tone of my staff is going to do this made us sound like we were superior in some way. We really weren't. Seemingly, the word my in almost any sentence seems to be a little weird and odd, with the possible exception of this is my food when I ordered it or I made it. But for the most part, this seems kind of weird to me. Most recently, a woman named Lita called for a first counseling appointment. She stated that she wanted to come every week on Friday at 4 p.m., demanding this, and this is how it was going to go. We hadn't met. We hadn't talked. We didn't discuss if I was the right person, the wrong person, what her issues was, if I was even close to being the person that she needed to see. But in her mind, counseling was like open table. You go online, you pick your reservation time, you pick your restaurant, and then you lock that in. However, in counseling, it usually doesn't work that way. In fact, it never works that way because therapy is a relationship, not an open table app. One of the things that Lita's behavior told me right in that initial phone call is that she had lots of entitlement and lots of control and lots of issues that would be related to those things. She made a useful first impression, but probably one that when she does with other people is not as useful and probably leads to a poor outcome for her. In addition, she couldn't see how this could affect any other person. That's sad for her, and I guess the reason that she was calling in the first place. And thinking about it, there are many leaders in the world. They see the world through a lens that only allows them to see themselves and not others. This internal mine focus is very limited. It only allows us to see my point of view and no one else's. And this self-centered way never seems to work out because it leads to hurt and anger and disappointment. Perhaps people can do some self-examination, look at themselves, look at the issues, look at their fears, look at the pieces that get in the way, and whether they do that through some self-examination, through reading, podcasts, spirituality, or therapy, maybe the leaders of the world can reduce their protective shell and lead a healthier, more meaningful life. On a personal note, I'd like to add something about a little 13-pound terrier that we recently adopted. He's the newest member of the Change is Possible family. And I've learned more in the last 10 days about change from this little guy than I've learned in probably many classes, many continuing ed classes, and I'd like to welcome him to the Change is Possible family. If you have any questions about today's topic, the best way to reach me is my website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits. We'll be back with more bits soon.